One of the most impactful ways to make a difference is by giving the gift of food. We can make a substantial difference in the lives of individuals and families facing food insecurity. Initiatives such as food drives, community kitchens, and collaborations with local food banks provide ways that you can contribute. As I learn about the challenges faced by others, it deepens my sense of gratitude for the abundance in my own life. Cassandra Fletcher, executive director of the One Straw Society, writes, "Our society is focused on food resilience. Abundant local food production, localized supply chains, skills and knowledge in food production, preparation and preservation, local purchasing where possible, and ensuring household food security for all members of our community are all practical pieces in our work to nurture a more robust and resilient food system. Perhaps you would like to give the gift of food through a donation to the society. Please visit their website www.onestraw.ca to find out how your contribution can make a difference." Many thanks to those who have already donated to the HBCA's Neighbors Helping Neighbors School Food Program and Holiday Fundraiser. Let's keep the momentum going through to December 22nd. My friends and I are assembling youth gift boxes. Thank you, Claytons, for the boxes. And the public can participate in the auction of a beautiful quilt, made and donated by talented quilter Ellie Van Alphen. Check out the auction details on the HBCA's Facebook page. Find fundraiser information at www.halfmoon-bay.ca. Help the Sunshine Coast paramedics fill an ambulance with non-perishables through their annual food bank drive. It takes place at Trail Bay Mall on Saturday between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. in 2020. The food bank operated by the Sunshine Coast Community Services Society was supported solely through generous financial and food donations, served over 1,400 individuals, about 34% of them children. An event that's guaranteed to bring some holiday joy is the Half Moon Bay Parade of Lights, Sail Pass. John and Lynn Smith of Highballer Marine, organizers of the December 16th event, are still looking for boats to participate. If you can join in, please contact them at highballeraccounting@telus.net. A tradition since 1992, hospice volunteers are hosting Lights of Life booths throughout December at the Sunny Crest Mall in Gibsons, Trail Bay Mall in Seashelt, and the IGA in Pender Harbor. www.coasthospice.com/event-calendar. They provide ornaments on which passers-by can write a loving tribute, or simply the names of their loved ones who have died, and hang it on the tree. My friend, fellow hiker and volunteer, Ellen Adelberg, shares this. "This is an opportunity for people to remember loved ones and enjoy the beautiful artwork made this year at hospice by members of our community. We hope everyone will take a few minutes to stop by. On New Year's Day, the hundreds of ornaments are gathered and brought to a ceremonial public beach bonfire event called Lighting of the Memories."